Welcome back to JR Morning. President Donald Trump has announced that his administration plans to reset fuel efficiency standards on passenger cars, arguing that easing these requirements will help lower rising auto prices and address the broader affordability crisis Americans are facing. And with consumers navigating record high new vehicle costs and automakers balancing regulation, innovation, and long-term strategy, this move could have major implications for Michigan's automotive industry. Joining us to break down what this shift really means is Glenn Stevens, Executive Director of Mich Auto, and the Detroit Regional Chamber's Chief Automotive and Innovation Officer. Glenn, good to talk with you again.
Good morning, JR. Morning, team. How are you?
We are well. And the administration says that, you know, rolling back these standards is going to save American people about $109 billion, lower average vehicle cost by $1,000. But on what you know of automakers' planning cycles, how realistic is it that consumers can expect some noticeable price difference or noticeable price relief anytime soon?
Well, let's hope it does, because the average vehicle price right now for the first time has gone over $50,000, and consumer loans have extended, and the average lease prices and new car loans have increased. So we do have an affordability issue. So hopefully it will help that. But more importantly, I think this is good for, and that's a big argument, but it is good for the industry as we move forward.
Well, and Glenn, the last time we talked to you, we were talking about the strains on the industry due to the tariffs and how much money was being lost there. So does this offset, do you think?
Well, it does. We've talked about this before, but there is no question that we expected major change with this second Trump administration. I just don't know that we expected the velocity and magnitude of it. And so, yes, we've been dealing with tariffs all year and trade all year, but really there have been significant changes to CAFE and fuel economy requirements already this year by the Trump administration. And this is kind of at least the final one right now to where they're going to change the fuel economy standards. And that does help the companies. So, yes, this is a good move for the industry and definitely gives it some certainty. Again, the problem is we do tend to swing back and forth when administrations changes, and that's difficult on the industry.
I mean, it does seem like it would be a real headache for these companies to ping pong back and forth depending on administration. We're raising the standards, we're lowering the standards. How much would they benefit from just some calmer waters across the board?
Tremendously. These are long lead time, very highly complex supply chains, and a lot goes into designing, engineering, building a vehicle. And the most important thing is you need to sell those vehicles, and the market has realities to it. And of course, we've seen the dynamics with this, but I do believe that the vehicle companies, and we do believe also that these new rules or these proposed rules, they still have to be approved through the regulatory process and through public hearings. These new rules do give some stability to align regulation and policy with market reality.
And Glenn, the big three, they all stood with the president and publicly endorsed the changes. But at the same time, Ford, GM, and Stellantis, they've all, reaffirmed their commitment to an electric future. How do you see the lower fuel economy, the fuel efficiency targets influencing the, EV transition? Does it slow it down or just kind of recalibrate it, a path forward?
Well, the market is going to drive that. And while we've taken the consumer incentives away for now, the market is standing on its own and we'll see what happens. But the EVs will continue to proliferate. It's just going to be a slower demand curve.
Mm-hmm.
Consumers do want them, and certainly they're proliferating around the world. And that's going to be another debate that's coming. But right now, what we do have is a little bit of certainty with corporate average fuel CAFE requirements moving forward, and it does give some stability to the industry.
Glenn Stevens, Mich Auto Executive Director and Detroit Regional Chamber's Chief Automotive and Innovation Officer. Always great to get your insights on these type of issues. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
You as well.
One of the things that Donald Trump also talked about yesterday, two things that we've been talking about the last couple of days he weighed in on. One was this conversation between Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner, and Vladimir Putin with Russian officials at the Kremlin. The other was these Venezuelan boat strikes and what the future could be on military action in Venezuela. But Donald Trump did say that he continues to support these boat strikes.
I support the decision to knock out the boats, and whoever's piloting those boats, most of them are gone, But whoever are piloting those boats, they're guilty of trying to kill people in our country.
Okay, so pretty standard from where this administration has stood on this, right? They're taking a much more aggressive action in international waters when it comes to these drug transports.
And I don't think anything's changed for the congressmen and women who have questions.
Sure.
Who are the people on the boats? How do you know for sure they are the people who say they are? And do they deserve this punishment for the crime that they're allegedly committing?
Yeah, and then you've got like the Rand Pauls of the world that are like, well, hold on, you're not actually adjudicating anything. Like, you're taking these military actions when, you know, could these people be brought on shore and tried? Give them jail time. Take them through our system. And the administration's overarching perspective is these are terrorists. These are operatives of a terrorist organization that we have deemed to be dangerous to the United States. And so they're treated as such. The other topic here, I'm sorry, did you want to say something?
Go ahead.
The other issue here was with Russia. Now, nothing really has changed here. And the president seemed to indicate that there was some forward progress in these conversations.
President Putin had a very good meeting yesterday with Jared Kushner and with Steve Witkoff. What comes out of that meeting, I can't tell you.
Oh, okay. So we're in
He doesn't know, we don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, we're in a very, we're very much in a holding pattern. I mean, with this.
No further down the road than we were.
Or is that gamesmanship? He doesn't want to say what he knows.
Could be. Could be. Although it does jive with a lot of the reporting that we've seen.
Yeah.
Is that there was maybe incremental movement. It's like an inchworm. Like, you know, you got to get to the other side of the yard. It's going to take you a little while.
Well,
but you did move forward a little bit.
There are certain things that Putin wants that we know he wants. And some of the things that he wants, we know that Ukraine is like, no, that's not going to happen. So you know there are some sticklers. In the agreement and those talks, it's just what are they and how long is it going to take to try to work them out if they can be worked out?
Well, and critics of the president saying, you know, okay, Russia just stringing the Americans along again, all the while they continue to bomb and do some nefarious things inside Ukraine.
It's a tough situation. This one feels really difficult because you're dealing with somebody who's completely unreasonable.
Absolutely. He's irrational.
I mean, you could make that argument even to a certain degree between Israel and Hamas, but it was so bad there. Like, the situations were so bad in Gaza that something, you know, you could make a rational decision to stop this, right? And Hamas eventually did. But in this case, I mean, Putin is just not going to stop. And then he's out there going, well, if Europe wants to have a war, we'll just end it.
Yeah, picking a fight.
And it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's completely unreasonable.
Apparently, Witkoff and Kushner meeting Ukrainian officials in Miami later on today.
Well, we'll see how that goes. But it's going to be pretty interesting. Also, have you heard of brain rot? Yes? Brain rot?
Yeah.
Short-form video content is obviously very popular these days. Well, research is suggesting that heavy consumption of short-form videos is linked to poorer cognition, attention spans, impulse control, and increased symptoms of depression and anxiety and stress. And
that's
water's
Captain
wet.
Obvious.
Yep.
And water's wet. Like, this is a real problem. We got to figure this out. More next on Chair Morning.